Hi, willkommen beim Netzpolitik-Podcast. Ich bin John Weizmann und bin im Moment beim iSummit 2008 in Japan. Und ich werde jetzt in den nächsten Tagen für euch ein paar Leute hier vor Ort interviewen.
So, ich habe jetzt hier für euch Joey Ito, CEO oder auch Chief Executive Officer von Creative Commons. Und ich werde ihn jetzt ein bisschen dazu befragen. Hello, Joey.
Hi.
So, what is your role as Chief Executive Officer within Creative Commons? What are you doing? What are you steering and stuff?
So my main role is somewhat operational. So I sort of manage the day-to-day. I mean, Mike Linksphere does most of the day-to-day stuff, but I'm in charge of, you know, setting salaries, insurance policies, you know, raising money, approving the budget. So it's like running a small company. But I'm also in charge of reporting about the activities of Creative Commons to the board. And you know, it's a very interesting thing. So I've gotten to know a lot more about Creative Commons since becoming CEO recently. But my main thing is really to manage it as an operation rather than just being kind of an advisor. And basically, instead of just doing approvals, I actually have to do some work.
Okay. And does your background help you in doing this, like your entrepreneur background?
I think so. I mean, it's shifting slowly. Actually shifting quickly, but I think it originally started out where the main task was porting the licenses and getting it from kind of a idea phase to technical and legally robust interoperable phase. And now we have 47 jurisdictions. And now I think the key, it kind of reminds me of the internet, where early phases of the internet was just getting TCP/IP to work. But later phases of the internet were, you know, building companies, getting tools to adopt it, you know. And I think right now the key for Creative Commons success, in addition to making sure that the core parts work properly and everything is interoperable, is really to start to get the institutions like the schools and the governments and the companies to use Creative Commons, for people to build business models around Creative Commons, so that just like the internet, you know, you ended up with the eBays and the Googles and things like that. We need to have those kinds of successes in both the social, public, and business sectors. And so, you know, my experience as an entrepreneur and thinking about those kinds of things helps me a little bit. Also, I'm not a lawyer, and so I think in the past a lot of this has come from the vision of Lawrence Lessig, as well as the board. But more and more, we're becoming a global institution with, you know, legal experts all over the world, and I think I'm changing slightly to being more focused on managing a process that involves more and more inputs rather than being the visionary legal leader.
Okay. And the fundraising issue is, of course, always an issue, also with Creative Commons. Do you think there's going to be more coming from companies in the future or right now and less coming from foundations or...
Yeah, I think that's the idea. I mean, I think we're now getting more money from companies like Google and Red Hat and Pierre Omidyar's foundation, founder of eBay. And although, you know, even from the beginning, we did get money from sometimes corporate. It's hard to say exactly where the money is going to come from, because as we start these projects like CC Learn and Science Commons, then we have another whole fresh group of nonprofit organizations and foundations who are interested in those things. I think that we don't know exactly what's happening in this, but we are thinking about also different ways for us, for instance, to try to provide services that we get paid for. I'm on the Mozilla Foundation board, and Mozilla, you know, drives search traffic, which is helpful for the user, but also helpful for Google, and Google pays us money for the traffic, and that's an income source. So if there's a good way to do, you know, create some sort of income source that's good for everybody. I don't think we would ever stop providing the licenses for free. I don't think we would ever try to take money out of a situation where it didn't make sense. But I think there's also an opportunity to think about ways that we can provide possible services or things. But fundraising is always tricky, because you want to make sure that you're true to the mission, that you're not dependent on a single source. So that's something that I'm always thinking about.
So you don't see a danger of jeopardizing the neutrality of Creative Commons?
You know, I think that I think it's something you always have to think about. But, you know, I was involved in setting up PSINet in Japan. It was the first internet commercial internet service provider in Japan. And the first commercial internet exchange where we connected all of the ISPs together was set up by UUNet and PSINet. And the first head of the commercial internet exchange was the head of PSINet. And it was a very important group to try to get the internet to work. And it was important that the commercial ISPs talk to each other and set up the standard, because the commercial ISPs were the ones that first, that were really actually, in the middle of it, And I think that, when we start bringing in companies, when I start thinking about the businesses, we have a lot of theoretical discussions about what might happen, but when somebody has a real problem, that's when we actually have the real discussion. And I think it's important to bring the businesses early, because what we want to do is try to debug the system with real questions. And I think, we can be very theoretical, but when we have a lawsuit or when we have something, and for me, it's kind of a, I've done this for every layer. So when TCP/IP came out, I started an ISP. When the World Wide Web came out, I brought InfoSeek to Japan and started a web company. And with Creative Commons, I also see the same thing. I'm forcing all of my companies to use Creative Commons, and I only invest in companies that do Creative Commons because I want to prove the business models and also try to test some of our theories as early as possible, because it's important to get it right, because things like spam are because we didn't have test cases done by the time it was proliferated. SMTP was all over the place before the spam problem happened. And for me, I think to do this right, the rough consensus running code of like IETF and all that, that the idea of just getting out there and doing it, that's important. But I think that the real life use cases are also very important. And I think that while there is some benefit, obviously, for me as an investor to be involved in this practice, I'm also very open. So, we're trying to bring in more and more people. We will take money from a variety of sources for Google and Yahoo and all these guys. And we're trying to bring in people into the conversation from every organization. And I think, as long as with an open standards body, as long as it's not captured by corporations, I think to have corporations committed to it is very important. And that's part of my job.
Okay. And what is the biggest challenge, do you think, for the next year or two for Creative Commons to face?
Well, I think, we have started making headway with the collections agencies, with, CODA and with the Netherlands, and I think becoming friendly with some of these people that we've had difficulty in the past is very important. Mm-hmm. I think that, we still need to get more coverage in some regions like, the Middle East and Africa. I think that making sure that we get built into the infrastructure more, into tools like cameras and these recording devices. We've made some progress with the W3C, but making sure that's the technical standards work. We have a lot to do with Wikipedia. We have a lot of things we need to work on. But the good thing is, I think we've become an incredible community. And so far, it's a good balance between a huge diversity but not so much bureaucracy yet. So this is actually, I think, I've been involved in ICANN and all these other organizations. There's kind of a sweet spot when you're super effective, which is when you don't have too much complexity, but you have diversity. If you wait a little bit longer, everything will start to slow down, and we need to kind of get a lot of things right before we get too big.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.